First, I ask your prayers for one of our parishioners who will be ordained to the order of deacon this coming Saturday, Alex Legisimon, and he will be ordained at the cathedral in Charleston. Unfortunately, there's a limited space with so many men being ordained, so we can't all go, but we can certainly pray. And you'll be seeing Alex at Masses after he comes back. In fact, we're going to make him preach right away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So friends, it has been, believe it or not, 8 years since this place was dedicated for worship. How time flies, right? Happy anniversary. 8 years ago, our retired, now retired bishop, Goyemone, symbolically took this building through the sacraments of Christian initiation, baptism, confirmation, and the Holy Eucharist. The walls that night and the altar were first sprinkled with holy water to set it apart, just as you were cleansed from sin and set apart through baptism. The word holy literally means, in English, to be set apart. And so we began our Mass today, remembering our baptism by the sprinkling of blessed water. Now, in Old Testament times, they sprinkled people too, to remember their covenant. But they did it with the blood of a sacrificed animal. So you can thank Jesus that we can do water now. The walls, later during that Mass, that night, were anointed with sacred chrism in 12 places. These crosses here mark them where you see the candles. Just as you were anointed on your forehead with the sacred chrism in confirmation. And you were sent out to be the light of the world. But also, these 12 candles symbolize the 12 gates of the new and heavenly Jerusalem. Finally, Christ's holy sacrifice was offered that night on the altar. The altar, which is the main focus of any Catholic church, just as you receive him today, his entire self, Jesus holds nothing back from you. Now, you might remember on that chilly night 8 years ago, this building was changed. It became a place of encounter, an encounter with Jesus himself, not merely in a symbolic way, but as real and even more real than me up here talking to you from the Ambo. Now, our church building is a beautiful place. But beyond that, it is a sign. First, it is a visible sign. God exists. We're not able to build churches in every country. And under our earliest days of persecution, we were mostly underground. And yet, as soon as we were able, we came up from the ground and built places. They tell us that God exists. When you look at this building, you don't mistake it for a bank or a department store or a PetSmart, right? This place is a sign that Christ is risen and the church is alive with his life. And so I'd like to give you a very mini tour that goes so you can see what goes through the construction of any Catholic church. Now, as you arrive to here, you walk through the courtyard. And as you look around, you notice you are embraced by the church as mother. The columned wings that extend from the front of the church are meant to symbolize the arms of Holy Mother Church welcoming her children to worship. And then there are 7 steps. And because you're all good Catholics, you know when you hear 7 as a Catholic, you think of what? Sacraments. Okay, yes, everyone say sacraments. The 7 sacraments, think of those as you ascend the steps, but also The steps are broken into four and then three, with a landing in between. Four for the four Gospels, and then three on the highest steps for the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Think about that. Your last thought as you go up into the church is the Holy Trinity. And then the monumental doors that you encounter are symbolizing Jesus Christ, who said, quote, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture." We are the sheep. He's our good shepherd. And we find pasture here. We are fed here. Now, you are sitting in an area in architecture called the nave. In Latin, it's navis, and it means ship. We are carried in the ship of the church through life, with Jesus as our captain. Even when the storms of life come, and they do, we have to remember he is still in the boat with us. He is still in charge. Now, Catholic Church is meant to be a world of light and color. It's because it is the symbol of the world that has been redeemed by Christ. But the stations on the cross that we have here remind us that this redeemed world was bought at a price, the precious blood of Jesus. It was free, but not cheap, to quote Bonhoeffer. Now, from this redeemed world, what happens? Ordinary bread and wine are brought by the people of God to the one who is in the person of Christ, the priest. The priest meets the people here and then takes their gifts into the final part of the church building. The area here is called the sanctuary, the holy place. This area is a symbol of heaven. And here we have images of heaven. Here we have the altar, because you'll read a lot about the altar in the book of Revelation as it describes heaven. God's altar is there. But this is where the wedding feast of the Lamb, Jesus, and his bride, the church, that is you and me, this is where that wedding feast happens. And under this canopy, which is a symbol of what's called the chuppah, which is the wedding tent, a canopy is still used in every Jewish wedding ceremony to this day. Here, in the sanctuary, ordinary bread and wine are then transformed by Christ himself at his own words, the good shepherd feeding his flock with his own flesh and blood. And then these gifts, which have been transformed by Christ's own words and power, are returned. Look at the holy exchange that happens between heaven and earth. They are returned to the people in the redeemed world to nourish you on your pilgrim way. People come to this church building to encounter Christ, to hear the gospel of life proclaimed and preached from this ambo. They come to experience new life as they enter and leave the confessionals, receiving mercy and forgiveness for all their sins. And they come to gather around this altar to receive the bread of life. But there's more. Each of us has to do more than just show up. We have to do more. We are called living stones of the temple of God. We are tasked to take the beauty of what happens here outside of these walls, the meaning outside of these walls. This is a symbol to remind us of who we are. And so I remind us all again that in Scripture, the word for church in Greek is ekklesia. It's a word that literally means called out of. We are called out of ourselves. We are called out of darkness into his own wonderful light. Jesus is the head, and through baptism, we are the body of this temple. So when people encounter us out there, they should encounter not us, but Jesus Christ. It is why we receive him here. You are what you eat. As we celebrate this important anniversary for our parish, we are reminded again of our sacred mission, to simply to bring people to Jesus. And that is done not so much through grand gestures here and there, but instead, bringing people to Jesus is done through the simple actions of our everyday lives, in our workplaces, in our schools, grocery stores, golf courses, everywhere. It's done through the words that we say and the little things that we do. People need to see and hear us out there, to see us and say, that person is different. That person is set apart. That person is holy. Through the intercession of Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, and help of Christians, may God bless our entire parish family and keep us all focused on our mission, which is called out to be bearers of the light, Jesus Christ, to this world that we all know is in desperate need of you and me, who will witness to his unselfish love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us.